A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Nedarim Daf Mem, Nedarim 40a, pagination is 79. We'll start from the facing page and the very last line on the topic of Bikur Cholim, visiting the sick. Rav Chelbo Cholash, Rav Chelbo was sick. Nofak Rav Kano Achriz, Rav Chelbo Boish. So Rav Kano went out and he announced that Rav Chelbo is ill. Lo ika de ka'asi, but no one was coming. Amaluhu, so he said, Lo kacha yamaisa, isn't this the exact story that we had b'talmud echa mitamidei Rabbi Akiva, one of the students of Rabbi Akiva, shechola, he was sick. Lo nichnasu chachamim levakro, and his colleagues, the sages, didn't come to visit him. V'nichnas Rabbi Akiva levakro, so the Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva, came to visit him. U'v'shvil shekibdo v'rivtzo lefanav chaya. And because he tidied up in front of him and checked in on him, the student lived. Amalei Rebbe achiyisani. And the student said, Rebbe, you brought me back to life. Yotza Rebbe Kiva v'darash, and Rebbe Kiva went out and taught, Komish eina mevakir cholim kiilu shofech damim, if a person doesn't visit the sick, it's as if he's killing them. Because that level of negligence on something that could be accomplished, tidied up, and as we'll see in a moment regarding davening for the person as well, is a negligence that causes the person to deteriorate, and that could on some level be attributed to the people who could have intervened. Anybody who visits the sick causes that he lives. And any person that doesn't visit the sick causes that he dies. My Gromo. The Gemara wants to figure out what causative effect are we describing over here. Ilema, if you mean when a person visits the sick, he is going to daven, and therefore he brings life. And anybody who doesn't visit the sick is davening that he should die. Really, davening that he should die. What we mean is that if a person doesn't visit the sick, he's not going to daven. And because he doesn't daven, he doesn't influence not good, not bad. He just doesn't influence. And that negligence is significant. The Ran over here at the top of the page observes that there seems to be a concept of davening that a person should die, that such a thing could exist. And although we don't normally do it, is greatly discouraged, but there is a concept, the Ran says on the third line, Kigon Shemitztair. It's possible to have a patient who's in enormous pain, and there could come a point where such a prayer, at least on the Rishonim level, could be appropriate. This is something we do not practice. Number one, if it's the caregiver, the person who's making the decisions, we don't want them doing such a prayer, because you can't speak from both sides of the mouth. You can't, on the one hand, pray that the person should die because you recognize it to be very painful and significant illness, terminal, and on the other side, you're still obligated to treat on certain levels. And for the caregiver to be doing both is going to require such enormous level, almost a split personality. And that's not something reasonable to expect. But even for other people who are not the caregiver, to daven that a person should die really needs tremendous level of judgment, of scholarship, etc. We have the case the Ran cites as Amsa Devei Rebbe, the very wise woman who worked for Rebbe, was able to make that judgment that it was time to daven such a tefillah. But normally, we're not on that level, and therefore we kind of sidestep this issue by davening that Hashem should alleviate the person's pain, that a person should Hashem should bring it to a successful conclusion, that things should result in a good place. And that's up to Hashem to finalize the decision here, if that means that the person should die soon. So that's Hashem's judgment. But we don't, in a formal way, find that that's a good way to go, that that's not the recommended course of tefillah. One final comment over here in the Gemara, and then we'll jump to Shulchan Aruch. Rava had a practice that Yom HaKadma HaDecholish, on his first day that he was sick, Omar Lahoni would tell people, Lo Siglu Le'inish, don't tell anyone. And those close to him knew, but he told them not to tell. The Lalisra Mazli, I don't want to weaken my mazel. I don't want to go on the sick list. Presumably, they would not put him on the Mishaberach list. Mikan ve'eloch, but after the first day, Omar Lahon, he told them, Poko ve'achrizu b'shuka, go announce, to call the sunny le'lichtili, in order that those who hate me should rejoice that I'm sick. Uksiv, and it says, b'nefal o'yivcha al tismach o'vikosh la'yoy g'libecha p'nyir Hashem v'rabbe ino v'eshev me'elov apo, that from the rejoicing of the enemies, Hashem might actually take his anger away from me and take away this illness. Udurachim li, and those who like me by hearing about my illness, libo alay rachmi, they'll start davening for me. And between the two, that's going to be advantageous. Jumping to Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya, Simen Shin Lamed Hei, Hilchos Bikur Cholim. So we have an interesting halacha in Sif Dalid. Number one, Kol Shebiker Velo Biker Shalav Rachmim Lokiyam HaMitzvah. If a person visits the sick and does not daven, does not pray on their behalf, did not really fulfill the mitzvah, and that's something we saw in the Gemara, that one of the factors that's certainly being taken into account is tefillah. Also in the same Sif Dalid, Ein Mivakrim Achola Begimo Shos Rishono Shal Yom, a person should not visit the sick person in the first 3 hours of the day, because generally he's doing well and therefore he won't daven properly. V'lo Begimo Shos Acharono Shal Yom, and not in the last 3 hours of the day, Shos Machbir Alav Chol Yom, because that's when the illness is worse. Worst, v'yisyoish melevakish alav rachamim, and the person will give up and won't even try to daven for the person, for the sick person, but rather visit in middle of the day. Whether these hours are hard and fast for all generations is something worthy of discussion, but the concept that the Shulchan Aruch is outlining is you don't want to see or codify, so to speak, the patient's condition based on his worst and not based on his best. You want to get somewhere in between so that you take it seriously, but you still have enough hope that you're willing to daven for them. In Sifvav, when you do daven for the person, Yichlil Oso Besoch Chola Yisrael, a person should always include the sick person together with the other sick people of Klal Yisrael. In a group setting, we have greater merit, and we're davening even though we target our davening for a specific person, but we're joining that tefillah together with our davening for the entire Jewish people. Anybody who's sick should be included. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.